Oh, evening, Mama.
And Fran.
Hello, baby.
Well,
you two are up kind of late.
Are you having a good time?
I found me a third of a book of stamps I didn't even know I had.
I tell you, the excitement nearly did her in. Well, did you all have a nice time at your dinner party?
Oh, yeah, it was grand. A roast goose stuffed with Chinese mushrooms. Can you beat it?
Mushrooms is nothing but glorified toadstools, and I thought that bird was greasy.
Yeah, but you gotta admit that Need and Butch's new house is really something. Oh, you gotta see this house.
You like interior decoration. Personally, I think matching drapes and wallpaper is very unimaginative.
Well, Naomi, are those green eyes I see above that nose that's out of joint?
I am not jealous, and I will thank you to keep your nose out of my nose.
If you're not jealous, then what is it, Skeeter?
Honey, it's that stuck-up Nita Peterson. Well, you were standing right next to me when she told the Ortells how much she loved their luau.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She was practically rubbing our noses in the fact that we're the only one of our crowd who hasn't had everybody over to dinner. She was practically implying that we couldn't even have a dinner party, even if we wanted one.
Well, sure we could.
We could not, honey. We don't have a decent place to have a dinner party.
Wait. Naomi, I think it'd just be lovely if you asked your friends over here. Thelma could make Aunt Ina's chicken casserole. That's always a big crowd pleaser.
Oh, no, you don't. I throw a dinner party every blessed night of the week just trying to feed my own brood. Oh,
Thelma, now, come on. It could be a lot of fun. We could all pitch in while the kids and I could help serve.
Oh, no need to go that far. Just cook the dinner, then go to the movies.
I'll finance the popcorn.
Well, sounds like a bum's rush to me. You take credit for the meal, and I'm the one who has to stand with my bosom over the burners.
No, Mama, it's not that. It's just that I don't think you'd really enjoy our friends. They're just like us.
Oh, never mind, Vinton. Our friends like to put on the dog anyway, and anything we could have for them here would just be...
Second rate? Is that what you're getting ready to say? That my house isn't good enough for your stuck-up friends?
Yes, that's
right.
Now,
you just hold on a minute, Missy. Just for the record, your Nita Peterson and her highfalutin goose can't hold a candle to Aunt Ina's casserole. And I make it even better than Aunt Ina. Isn't that right, Franny?
Oh, yeah, I should say so. Cousin Leroy certainly thought so.
You better believe it. On his deathbed, his last request was for my chicken casserole. He didn't meet St. Peter with no goose on his breath.
Come on, honey, what do you say?
Hmm? Well, I suppose we could put some leaves in the table.
No, you know what you could do? Why, you could serve it buffet style.
Oh, Franny, what a great idea. I'm going to send invitations. Y'all are invited to a social buffet. Our food and our drinks will just put you away. Doesn't that sound classy?
It's like a page right out of Amy Vanderbilt.
Now, it isn't classy for people to be trying to balance plates on their knees and dripping food all over my furniture.
Now, don't you worry, Miss Harper. No one's gonna drip a thing. Look at this. 13G. Four mahogany simulated TV trays complete with wheels to roll from patio to your fanciest dinner. $3.
$3? No, no, you don't. I've been saving these books to buy me a heating pad.
Are you forgetting that when I moved into this house, I came with nearly a whole kitchen drawer full of those trading stamps?
Yeah, it was part of her dowry.
That's right. Well, come on, honey.
Hmm?
Let's go to bed and plan.
Oh.
It's going to be so elegant.
Franny.
Yes, Thelma.
Did that hillbilly Barbie doll just waltz in here and talk me into throwing a dinner party and then take all of my trading stamps to buy herself TV trays?
I'm afraid she did, Thelma.
Shoot, here I sit with no heating pad and she's down there planning her brains out.
Now, Miss Harper, I hope you didn't put too much salt in that chicken casserole. You know, Roy Ortell has a slight heart condition. He's on low-sodium diet.
Naomi, I am not about to change the recipe. In all these years, nobody has ever dropped dead after eating Aunt Ina's chicken.
Except, of course, Cousin Leroy.
Well, he doesn't count. He had one lip in the grave before we ever fed him his first bite.
Okay, it's just that I want everything
to be perfect. I know.
Thelma, listen. Before we leave this house tonight, we've got to get together on what picture we're going to see. And I do think that we owe it to the children to show them something uplifting and educational. So my personal vote is for Gandhi.
It's Gandhi, and forget it. Last time I paid decent money to see a movie about a bald person, it was The King and I, and that was enough to last me a lifetime.
Don't eat the hors d'oeuvres, honey. These are for my company. I want everything tonight to be perfect. Right.
Now listen up here, Missy. When the timer bell goes off in there, you got to take the casserole out of the oven, put a lid on your green beans, you got to start your rice boiling, and stick your buns in the oven. Come on, you three. We better shake a leg if we're going to make that 7 o'clock show.
Just what 7 o'clock show might that be, Thelma?
E.T. E.T. phone hall.
What is it with you and E.T.?
Sort of reminds me of Benton when he was a baby. Sonia, will you take this magazine up? Oh!
What's the matter, Grandma?
Uh-oh. Benton,
are you stuck?
She's having a back spasm.
Oh, Benton, get in here, quick! Yes.
Come on, let's get her over to the couch.
No.
Oh, no, take her right upstairs.
Okay, let's get her up.
No, don't touch me. Don't move me, Benton. Get me on the floor.
Yeah, she's right. Oh. The only thing to do when she gets one of these spells is to lay her flat on the floor until the spasm passes.
Is there anything else that the kids and I could do?
No, you run on ahead to the movies. Vent and Naomi can take care of me.
Well, if you're sure, because Gandhi does start in 5 minutes.
Oh. I hope you get better real soon, Grandma.
She's gotta get better.
Oh. Bye, Grandma.
Come on, kids.
Oh, I should have known better than to stand on my feet all day deboning that chicken without my arch supports.
Miss Harper, how long do one of these spasms usually last?
Well, usually just 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh.
Of course, sometimes they last as long as a week.
Well, we gotta do something to speed this one up. Honey, run upstairs and get her heating pad for her. Hurry up.
Just thanks to your dinner party, I ain't got a heating pad. Why don't you heat up one of them new TV trays and slide that under my bed? Well, don't just stand there. Your company's here. Open the damn door and let the good times roll.
It was so sweet of you to invite all of us.
Buddy, we are gonna have fun tonight.
Oh, what now, boy?
Naomi, what a lovely little home you have. There seems to be a charming little whatnot in every corner. There seems to be a charming little whatnot everywhere. Who have we here?
Oh, that's nothing, Nita. It's just my mother-in-law. Pay no attention to her. Okay, everybody, I've got hors d'oeuvres. And who wants a drink?
Would you mind if I ask what you're doing down there?
Of course not. I'm the new throw rug. It's the bear's week off.
Mama's just having a little muscle spasm.
Yeah, but she's going to be going upstairs as soon as it passes. Right, Miss Harper?
Oh.
Well, bless your heart. Maybe we should all just go home and let you rest in peace.
No, I wouldn't dream of spoiling your party. Why should your fun be ruined by my agony? Oh.
Nita, I have two kinds of hors d'oeuvres.
Oh.
One with real cheese. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, come on, you guys.
Oh, well, now, don't be filling up on that junk and ruining your appetite for the meal that put me on this floor.
None for me, thanks.
Me neither.
Had me about a week back.
Hush now.
No, that's a joke. Week back, about a week back. You get it, Miss Harper?
What I get is that you're making fun of someone in pain.
Well, come on over here, everybody. Belly up to the bar.
Oh, Vinton. Vinton, why don't you just bring that stuff back over here? Roy was just getting ready to tell us some jokes. Come on back, Roy.
Well, sir, there was these two sailors, and they'd been at sea for months. So finally, they got a lead. Well, they go into this bar, and there's this great big woman named Amazing Grace. So the one...
Hold it right there. I hope this isn't one of those smutty off-color stories.
Excuse me. Ben, don't be so weird, buddy.
Do you usually park it on your coffee table at home?
Miss Hoffman, do you feel well enough to be carried up to your own room now?
I do not, and I wish everybody would just go on with their party and just forget about my painful back. Oh!
Nita, did you know that Pam Taylor married a doctor? She did, Marcy, a surgeon. And that
I tell you, my doctor wanted me to go into the hospital for this back, and I just said, uh-uh, don't want it, don't need it, don't give it to me. And my cousin Lucille had to go under the knife. Lord rest her soul. Poor thing. She went into that hospital. She never come back out. Bled like a stuck pig. 6 pints of blood they gave her. The dang stuff was coming out faster than it was going in.
For heaven's sakes. Marsu, come on, let's put the cuisine on the table.
Oh.
Come on, everybody, let's give her a hand.
I'll watch.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time, Mama.
Well, now that you mention it, this party is going nowhere fast. You better hustle up your supper quick. Matter of fact, if I hadn't kept the conversation going, these people would have skipped out of here a long time ago.
For your information...
Oh!
It is your conversation which is making these people so uncomfortable. What makes you think that anybody's interested in hearing about your family's medical problems?
Well, fine. I just lie here on my back in pain and I won't say another word. Anyway, this thing was the size of a grapefruit. Now, the doctor said it was a goiter, but after he cut it out, he said it wasn't. Well, Ray Earl still keeps it in a jar of alcohol on his coffee table. And to this very day, they still don't know what the dang thing is.
Why, this certainly is a tasty dinner.
Well, you sure are a bunch of picky eaters. Who's up for seconds?
Everyone is capable of looking after themselves. Thank you.
I bet I didn't use enough salt. Fess up. Not enough salt in that chicken, I bet.
Mama, the chicken tastes great.
Shoot. Without salt, my chicken's a dead duck.
Miss Harper, now I would be more than happy to fix you a plate of this food so that you can see for yourself just exactly what it tastes like.
No, you kids, go on and finish your supper. Just because my stomach is gurgling, I wouldn't dream to putting you to the trouble of feeding an ailing old woman.
Boys.
Well, now I was wrong. That is a right tasty dinner. I bet it was even better when it was warm. I think I need me a little more of that beer, boys.
Certainly, Mrs.
Good Lord, Naomi, I couldn't chew a bite that big with all the polygrip in the world.
Let me cut it in half for you, Miss Hart. Harper. I certainly wouldn't want you to choke.
Never mind. I'm done. Boys. Well, thank you all very much.
Who's up for some dessert?
Well, no, never mind dessert. I couldn't eat another bite.
Well, if you don't mind, the rest of us might want to try some.
Are you sure you wouldn't care for anything, Mrs. Harper? I'd be honored to feed you.
Well, thank you, Neat. Aren't you a sweet girl? Naomi, I don't think she's the least bit stuck up. You know, to hear her talk, you are nothing but a highfalutin snob. Married to some bum who's living off your family's money.
You know, Mrs. Harper, it is one of the responsibilities of the upper class to rise above the slings and arrows of the petty and the jealous.
You know, Nita, you got a lot of class for a dame with a rip in her drawers.
Good night.
Let's all get together again real soon.
I don't know when I've had such fun. I don't know when I've been so embarrassed.
Well, Naomi, I don't know what you're so upset about. I thought your party was a big success.
Mama, most successful parties that start at 7 o'clock do not end by 8:15. You practically ran those people out of the house.
Oh, well, I like that. I break my back making you a fancy dinner, and then through my suffering, I managed to be the life of the party, and now you're blaming me for your failure as a host.
It wasn't me looking up Nita Peterson's dress.
Okay. Hush, both of you. Let's just forget that tonight ever happened.
I can't believe you're being so calm about this.
Well, honey, it's not your mama's fault that her back went out. Could have happened to anybody. There's no point getting angry about it.
Naomi, you are new to this family. You don't understand this woman like I do. I'm telling you, she ruined our party on purpose.
No, she didn't, Vinton. She was only acting like she always acts. Now, I think the best thing for you to do is to go downstairs, pull out the sofa bed, and cool off, okay?
I don't want to go to bed.
Well, honey, I do.
Oh. Me too. You won't be too long, will you?
No, I won't. I just want to take care of one or two things here. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be right down, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good night, Mama.
Where's my kiss?
Good night, Mama.
Nighty night, baby. Well, I am glad that you've finally gotten a chance to see firsthand the suffering and abuse that I have to take at the hands of my ungrateful children.
Oh, Vinton was just upset, but you'll get over it, Miss Harper. After all, it was nothing but a stupid dinner party for four of our closest friends.
All my life, I've had to sacrifice and do without, only to have the failures of my children thrown up in my face.
I mean, who cares that everyone all over town will know that Vinton's mama's a lunatic? Who cares that I won't be able to show my face at my place of employment, the food circus?
Well, what?
Who cares that Nita Peterson will never be coming here to dinner again? It was just an illness. You couldn't help it. It struck you without warning.
Naomi, have you completely taken leave of what little sense you had? I can't see a blessed thing under here.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be every bit as comfortable as you made my friends tonight.
Well, all right now, Naomi. Come on. The joke is over. Come on, Toots. Get me out of here right now. Naomi, you are not leaving this room, are you?
Nighty night.
Well, for pity's sake, Naomi! You better hightail it back here right now. You hear me? Well, good Lord, if Fran and the kids went to a double feature, I'll kill them. Shoot, all that beer I drank's starting to get to me. Uh-oh.